Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
With the legend that is Peter Ehrlich in studio, in the flesh, looking dapper as ever. How are you going, mate? You good?
Fabulous.
Welcome back.
Look where I am. Live.
It's interesting because you just...
The BFM Drive, the best drive...
Thank you very
on
much.
On radio.
Just stop it. Just you
the
stop.
Only one I listen to.
You've just given us a CD, and on the back of the CD is pictures of you. In the liner notes, there's pictures of you in this actual studio.
This very studio.
It looks like some of these booms were painted white at some stage.
They're the same booms.
But relatively the same. Like the desk, pretty much the same. Still looks like Darth Vader's chest.
The desk was there.
Adjacent.
And the tourney sometimes... We're there.
Right, but still in this very room. Right on.
And it's a beautiful room, and it's filled with 50 tons of great music, isn't it?
It's very much.
I think there's a lot of residual energy up here, which is like very positive.
Oh, sure.
I think people come up here and they can feel that there's been a lot of good times had up here.
Yes.
So it's quite a powerful...
Absolutely.
You know... Location.
Yeah. Another smoke of that. Yeah.
And we've found ourselves in quite a relaxed situation because we got you up here to chat about your big gig at the power station, and it's actually sold out. So our work's kind of done.
And now you just mentioned it once, Matt. Well, the spike on the tickets was amazing.
Sold out.
You must be absolutely wrapped. I mean, just
very wrapped.
Everybody going will know exactly what they're in for, and it'll be a real.
Hopefully, that's exactly what they get.
Right on.
And most of the gigs, I say, due to the stewardship of Mr. Vern Keyes, he's as solid as a rock. And then I'm jumping around like an old fool, and together we are
nice and early. Right?
Yeah.
It's such a bloody great room to have a party in as well. The power station.
It's a great rock room.
Yo.
And it's a great dance room because you've got one of the biggest dance floors in town and you've got the mezzanine so that you can dance without dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't actually want to get down and physically move. They watch other people dance and they sort of
dance.
That
might be me a little bit, actually.
Yeah. And that's fine.
I do like that.
Yeah, you don't want to be sort of judged on your moves.
That's true. Sometimes I don't have the right shoes on. I just go out in jandals. I'm like, well, I haven't thought about this.
You can't
cut a rug in jandals.
It's the middle of winter, mate. It's August.
Yeah,
wear shoes.
It gets hot in the club.
Now, you've brought in some music. Shall we play a song?
Yes, this is our very first album. It's called Everything I Do, which that comes from a sample from a Lee Morgan album, and it's just a guy saying, everything I do going to be funky. And we just thought that is our motto, that's our strap line, and that's our mission statement. So this is the very first track. I think this is...
complete with interludes as well?
Yes, complete with little interludes, which are the first one's 14 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
And this is F&L, is it? Love Capsule Deluxe.
It is? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll roll into that.
Yes.
Sure, here we go.
Here we go. Turn it up.
It's Saturday morning. You're listening to BFM... and the very funky sounds of Nice and Ehrlich.
Check out that sub. That's deep.
You can feel it. Vibes to the power station, everyone. Is there some kind of, do you want people, how do you want people to dress?
However they wish.
Fair enough. That's a good answer.
But a style never goes astray, I'll just say that. Right. But
that's
style
what
comes in many forms, you know.
There you go. There you go.
I don't mind the odd tuxedo. You know, if you've got a pair of, if you really want to be there and you want to wear stubbies, that's fine. But most of our crowd is...
John, you look at John then at all? John's been coming to work in stubbies up until like a week ago. Yeah. It was just hectic.
You just missed like 12 months.
Have you got
stubbies.
The legs for
He's
them?
Got great legs. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate.
No, got you. It's all right. I'll say nice things about your legs, mate.
Peter Illich, of course, here in the studio with us, guest leading some music and just running us through Nice and Illich.
Yeah, well, how it started was... And 19, you know, it's around about 96, I guess.
Is this reminiscent enough, this music?
I'm going to floor 7, thank you. 7.
The greatest elevator on earth. Carry on.
At that stage, I was heavily involved in pretty much nothing. I was at a bit of a loose end.
Takes a lot of concentration.
Yeah, but I lived across the road in the beautiful Courtville Apartments, which was like a bit of a fortress for me. Mm. And of course, I loved BFM. Who didn't at that time? And I thought, well, what about if I went back and did a little bit of radio on a Saturday morning and then talked to Bill Curtin, I think it was Bill. You guys remember these? He's a wonderful man. And he, long story short, he said, yeah, do a Saturday morning show. I said, I'm going to be playing kind of sort of like dance music, Bill. And he went, on a Saturday morning, and I went, yeah. And Bill Curtin went, yeah, okay, that's fine. Because Bill was like that.
Good vision.
And Suzanne, I think she was station manager, she agreed. And so I came in here with my friend Phil Clark, DJ Phil, also known as Clarky. And he was right into his house music. And so he was the DJ and I was the host. I did the talking, he did the mixing. And we started off and, it kicked off and it went pretty good. And mm-hmm. For various reasons, Clarky moved on. And when I met a guy called Bevan Keys.
Voila.
One night I saw him playing, he was playing at one of my old clubs and I loved what he played and I said to him, hey, would you like to come and guest on my radio show one Saturday morning? And he went, okay. He's quite shy, Bevan. Mm. And lo and behold, we started and that was...
Sparks flew?
Yeah. All of a sudden, the phone started ringing because you didn't have texts in those days.
Right.
It was just a little light went on there.
Yeah, no, we know. Yeah,
and then it went a lot, and I didn't know how to work the phones. I'm really sorry if all those people that rang and never got answered. But
it's like what now? Yeah, all over again.
So basically, it just took off, and I guess certain parts of the audience were people who'd been out till 4. At one of the city's establishments,
and you were kind of still going,
ready to just still relax, you know, on the patio or the deck at home, and
exactly.
Blast the
and
stereo.
What a great idea that is, hey! When you haven't quite squeezed the last drop of, oh, this is a nice tune.
Welcome back to the elevator.
Now, just on the nice note, who gave Bevan Keys the name Nice? Because it is the most fitting nickname of all time.
I'm ready for you.
Jesus, he's a nice guy.
It's lovely, old dimples. Mm. I think he might even be listening. Are you listening, Bevan?
We're talking 5395 or 3.
We're talking about you, mate. Yeah, give us a call and see if he can work the phone or not.
I'll give you $1 million if he calls. It was a guy here, a brilliant guy called Bob Kerrigan, and he was one of the ad writers. And let's face it, BFM's got some of the best radio ads in history.
Right on.
Bob, we were having a session where we were trying to come up with a name, and Bill and I and somebody else was in this little room. We were like, what should we get on Saturday morning? It's on early, you know. And Bob popped his head in and said, nice and early. And then I went, what do you mean? And he went, nice and earlich. And we all just went like that.
Finger guns in the sky.
So it's Bob Kerrigan, and we're still paying him 3% all of our...
I mean, sold out power station show, you know, kind of.
We've got a texter here from down the line saying that they're still in touch with Clarkie.
Oh, really? He's a lovely man. He's a farmer, loves his horses. I think he's somewhere up just north of Auckland. I'm not quite sure, but lovely man.
Should we slip back into this debut record?
Yes. It's one of the biggest tracks ever. This is one that Bevan doesn't really like to play because it's like... Bliss, you know, it's like when the dudes ever play, you got to play this one.
You have to play it though, don't you?
You've got to.
Playing Bliss must be fun.
You've got a moral obligation.
What does the set look like, actually? Is that what you were going to ask for Power Station?
No, completely different question. I'll save it for later.
Okay. Fuck, let's do this track.
It's a beautiful day.
One of my favourites.
What winter, eh? What fucking winter.
Exactly. And I guess that's what you were saying about what Nice and Rich do. They unashamedly make people happy. And I'm very proud of that. People are smiling on the dance floor.
Somebody's saying they never enjoyed the Harbour Bridge traffic jam so much.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Do you, as Nice and Rich, do you have
are they in the bike lane?
They're all bike lanes, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you have a favourite live show that you guys have done?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's 25 years. There's been some... I think, really, if you were to... the St. James, we played the beautiful, grand old lady, the St. James.
What a spot. What a spot, man.
And so sad, you know, that it's sitting right there now filled with cobwebs and...
Totally. What the heck is going
like
on?
Like an unloved child, you know.
It's getting stripped apart almost, basically.
It's not, is it?
Well, it seems to be bit by bit, right? It's always a bit smaller every time I look at it.
It really makes me sad. But anyway, we did some fabulous gigs there, and that's a wonderful venue to play with the proscenium and the velvet curtains and, and the big stage. And, you know, as you say, venues and places that are filled with music that's gone before. And,
totally.
You know, there's been a lot of
and
stuff.
And all sorts. Yeah. All sorts.
I saw Miles Davis play there, and that blew my mind. So,
holy
shit, Sticks.
Yeah.
I saw Cypress Hill. It was right after the No Smoking Inside thing came out, and they were like, all right, we're going to play a track, you know, basically a DAC track, and then all the lights went green. They're like, if you got DAC, smoke it right now, and everybody lit up, and there was police at the doors and shit, and they just could do anything. It was fabulous, man.
Yeah.
It was so good. I got real stoned, man. I got real stoned at the Cypress Hill gig, Peter Illich.
I know nothing.
What else?
Yeah, so over the years, it was so funny that, as I mentioned, I lived across in Courtville, which is just across the government gardens here, and it was easy for me to get up at 10 to 10.
True, that's handy.
10 to 10 and, run a comb through my hair and then whiz down across the road through the government gardens and up to the studio here. And Bevan used to come in from his parents' house in Mount Albert on the bus carrying a crate of records, which are very heavy.
The grunt work.
Yeah, he did the grunt work. we would get a cup of Dilmah going and...
Shout out sponsor.
Yeah.
Still and shouting then, out the sponsor to this day.
25 years later, still good.
Then we'd push play and, we just got so much positive feedback. And then we'd put on our first gig at a club that doesn't even exist anymore in K Road. Mm-hmm. And it was called? I should remember. And we didn't know how it was going to go, if we were going to, take this radio sound and take it onto a little dance floor, who knows? Mm. And I remember pulling up outside, Bevan and I in the car, at about 8 o'clock on that Saturday night, and there was a queue outside the door. Mm. And I remember Bevan's turning to me and going,
"This shit's real.
Is that queue for us?" And, that was the start of the story. That was a tiny little club, took about 100 people. Herzog, it was called. And, just the gigs got bigger and better. Mm. And there were lots of, we had this competition where we'd come to your house and play a gig in your back garden.
Perfect.
And I want to do a shout out to Aiden up there in Riverhead. We played, and it just was the most fabulous day. We were meant to only do 2 hours, and we just kept playing, you know. And because like he had the whole neighbourhood over, and the barbecue was going, and the
was it like a Friday night?
Or? No, it was a Saturday afternoon after the show.
Oh, right, awesome.
Yeah.
It's something I would love to do. I would love to take the drive show out to someone's house.
Yes.
You know, that would be so fun.
Yeah, yeah. Friday kick on would be good.
Yeah, summery, you know, so you're on the deck or something. No, it's a great thing. And so we played all sorts. And then eventually we thought, well, this is getting so popular that maybe we could put out, you know, a recording of the music because people were loving what Bevan was playing.
Right.
And so my good friend Simon Gregg, the absolute godfather of New Zealand music.
There's all these legendary names getting dropped
coming
in this interview.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We had a record label together called Ha. And so we put together the first Nice and Ehrlich album, and it was released through Festival Records. It sold really well.
BFM sign on the back here.
Yes. And, you know, that was the start of four albums. There was three in a relative in, 5 years, and then there was a huge gap till about 2.5 years ago, and we released Nice and Ehrlich 4. There was a big hiatus when we were, you know, having writer's block. You know what I mean, man? I was going through a few problems.
Well, you're like, I guess you're balancing dude stuff and then this kind of dance scene. How did that kind of play out? I mean,
that plays out good.
Yeah, because the dudes
who doesn't want to rock, and then who doesn't want to funk, you know? And I've also got a band that plays swing.
That's right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I've had a swing album too, so I love that. So basically, what I
you're
do
kind of
is
slipping in a croon zone there, eh?
Yeah,
yeah, rad.
And I love all sorts of music, and I just want to get involved, celebrate it, you know, make people happy with it, whatever.
Let's do that right now. Let's play another track off this debut record. What do you think?
You back. I've queued up.
I was going to go with Bar Samba.
Oh, the beautiful track.
Let's go.
Bit of Latin.
Listening to 95 BFM. Thank you.
one of the best bits in the song. The horns come in. Listen, turn it up.
Inside.
I guess what Bevan did was he was really one of the first DJs to bring in that beautiful Latin sound, that, you know, that
ass shaking type
stuff. And people loved that. I'm just looking here, guys, at this counter, this desk, and look at all of the names that are carved in.
Do you need a knife over there?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I don't think I ever did it.
Oh, mate, get amongst. Shit.
You got Snoop Dogg here. You got...
Get the chisel. Get the chisel.
So that's what we're talking about, history, right here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're also off here. I was just going to inquire as to what the 25th anniversary Nice and Illich setup kind of looks like on stage. You've got, I assume, Nice is on the ones and twos, and you're just roaming around with a microphone?
Yeah, we've got a big wide DJ desk, three meters wide, and there's four CDJs on that, because I play Stings on one CDJ.
Right, that's what I was curious
and
about.
And Bevan's
right.
got a reserve CDJ, and then I've got a switchable SM58,
yep.
and then I can walk around with that on a long lead. I prefer that to a radio mic.
Cool.
And basically what I do is, you know, MC and rack up the crowd and talk to them, and people, you know, they just love hearing
response
from
that,
the
eh?
We've all seen great DJs who just have their heads down, and they're playing, you know, and the room's going, but when someone talks to you or calls out your name or engages with you and you know, and addresses you on the night and makes you feel like you're a part of the living organism that is
almost
a dance
gives
party.
It like another D, because you're like you're bridging like that gap.
Yeah,
you're actually
engaging
directly.
Yeah, the crowd barrier.
Right, 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 right.
And you've got a bottle of tequila and they haven't.
Okay, so let's get to the rider. What's on the rider?
Yeah.
Tequila, some toffee pops or something like that. A little snack.
Honey, Bevan likes a Red Bull,
yes.
and he likes a nice, you know, just a lager.
Fruit platter?
Any cheese?
No, okay. Not as a vocalist, you stay right away from cheese.
Oh, you don't want the dairy, mate.
No, you don't want the dairy,
Want the dairy.
Okay.
Stay away from the dairy, Joe.
Live and learn.
We've never really been one of those rider dicks, you know, that has all that stuff on there. But
it seems like the funnest bit, like, just making a fucked up rider that someone has to go get.
Financially, how it works is sometimes you're paying for that rider.
Oh, I see.
So in that case, you'll just have bottled water, thanks.
Okay, pipe down, no rider then.
If someone else is paying, oh yes, it's Stolly.
Somebody's just shouting out, best Nice and Lurch gig was Ohakune.
Oh, what?
There you go, someone was there.
Who's that? That was a tiny, I think the one they were talking about was absolutely tiny. Perfect. In a tiny little place that was the smallest we've ever done, if that's the same one. What was his name? It was a pizza restaurant.
I'm pretty sure I know the pizza restaurant.
You know, it's just by the
junction?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a restaurant, like there's the pizza shop and then the room beside it. Yeah.
What's it called again?
No idea.
I'm terrible with it. Guys, with the facts and the names and the dates. Terrible.
I just don't know.
Can you remember who's opening for you guys at the power station?
Yes, we've enlisted. It was, you know, difficult, but these guys have been with us for a long time. First is Murray Sweetpants.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Yeah, a really close friend of Nice and Ehrlich. And no doubt his wife will make an appearance on stage, mm-hmm. Jody. Mm-hmm. And then we're coming all the way from Wanaka, where he lives now. Is it Wanaka?
Wanaka. Yeah. Wanaka's okay.
Is Scotty Mays, and he's very excited about coming out for that. He's done a lot of support. And you know, the thing about it is a support DJ is someone who builds as opposed to, I've got an hour, I'm going to play my bigger songs and try to
understand your role.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
So these guys who are great players but don't have that ego where they want to show off. And then the third is we're always privileged to have the one and only Roger Perry.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and so Roger will do an hour before. And what he does is he just lays the most one. He's the underlay guy.
All right.
And we come in with the full 100% wood. Yeah, so it's going to be a great night. It starts at 8. I feel terrible telling this to people because you can't get a ticket, but anybody who's listening who has got a ticket, starts at 8 and finishes at 12:45 because, power station licensing and all that.
Right on. Right on. So. No, that's a decent evening right there.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I mean, you know, some of our crowd are old and they don't want to be out till 3. I do.
Hey, wrap it up and play one more tune off this.
Yeah, the ratings are starting to go down. I see on that graph there that.
Man, that would be a real problem if there was actually a graph like that.
There are some software programs where you can track who's tuned in. And it's
look.
It fucking isn't.
It's quality, not quantity. Yeah.
Peter, it's such a privilege to have you up here, and we totally respect everything that you've done, and right on for coming up, even though you've sold out the power station, still come up to say hello to us.
Of course.
Really appreciate it.
Because I love BFM, I really do. And
let's get a sting.
We'll do some stings there.
But find any Nice and Ehrlich things.
This is the radio station. You say your name, maybe something a bit funny, and then we'll clip it. Yeah.
John likes to direct these. It gets real weird, so just don't listen to him.
Yeah, so, you know, it was my initiative. Remember, I rang you 2 weeks ago, and you put me on air?
This is true.
Bastards.
That's what we do.
And so I just thought, this is the birthplace. This is the birth room of Nice and Ehrlich, so I couldn't, do 25 years without coming and giving an embrace to a great radio station.
That wasn't a sting, though.
Yeah, that was just a thanks.
Oh, are we going to do the sting here?
Yeah.
No, we'll do it after.
Peter Ehrlich here.
Okay, hold on. Hi, I'm Peter Ehrlich, and you're listening to 95 BFM.
Fucking solid radio.
But you knew that.
Ooh, damn. Thank you, brother. Say hi to Nice for us.
we thought we'd go have a break. I had a slightly sore stomach from laughing so much. And we went to Freiburg Place, which I knew was Cop Central. So we're sitting there and like, and then, oh, look, there's two police officers. One's a lady in her late 30s. The other one's a male in his mid-40s.
Is this a nice little story?
And then they said, oh, where have you guys been? Oh, we've been at the box. My two friends yell out in unison. And then the young lady cop says, oh, who was playing there? And then my friend rattles off the name of DJs. None of them were playing. Armand Van Damme wasn't playing. Paul Van Dyke wasn't playing. He was just, like, full of it. And then there's a slight pause. And then I said, oh, and Clarkey. And there's another pause. And I says, Clarkey was the offsider of, oh, no, complete memory blank, rerouting auxiliary emergency powers, re-engaging memory. Oh, who was the guy that did True Bliss? And then my two mates go Peter Ellis! And, like, yelling it. And then the woman cop, she quivers with the sexual thing. It goes, oh, Peter Ellis. And the poor guy, oh, look at this woman, going, fucking hell. And then the two cops look at us three, and they go, okay, we, whatever's going on here, we'll just walk away for it. And they just walked away.
Thank you, brother.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.